From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Airplanes make a lot of noise, obviously. Nobody knows that better than someone who lives right by an airport. Some researchers are saying that it's more than an inconvenience. They say airplane noise can hurt the health and productivity of the people who live nearby and under flight paths. As Eilish O'Neill reports from Seattle, some of those very people are asking the federal government for help.
Maria Bateola says the planes flying over Seattle's Beacon Hill neighborhood are so loud they wake her up in the middle of the night.
I remember running to my son and saying, is there a war? Because it feels like it's so low. Not only is it a stressor, it impacts your sleep.
John Levy is a public health researcher at Boston University. He says when planes disturb sleep,
that can increase stress levels. And we know that increased stress is a risk factor for having hypertension or high blood pressure.
And Levy adds, airplane noise doesn't just harm health. It can also affect people at work and kids at school.
It's harder for them to learn and to retain information.
U.S. Democratic Congressman Adam Smith of Washington State is a founding member of a House caucus that focuses on aircraft noise. His district includes Beacon Hill.
The only good news is the new 737s are quieter. But there's a lot more of them, and they're coming in at a lower altitude sooner. So a broader array of communities are impacted by it.
The Federal Aviation Administration does have rules about this. It requires airports to calculate how much noise pollution flights might be causing. Those calculations are used to decide which neighborhoods qualify for funding to soundproof houses, apartment buildings, and schools. But some question the accuracy of those noise measurements. Under the FAA's current rules, Seattle's Beacon Hill isn't eligible for that kind of money.
The FAA needs to do more to help out communities impacted by airport noise. They need to provide more money and more funds to help with mitigation than they currently do. So we're working on legislation that can expand what the FAA can fund.
The FAA comes up for reauthorization in March. Smith is trying to put his proposal into that measure. In Seattle, I'm Eilish O'Neill for Marketplace.